And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get it started right now. A Bay County arrest is drawing attention tonight after state police say a local man was taken into custody in connection with a child exploitation investigation. Authorities report that 39-year-old Ryan McCoy of Essexville was arrested after investigators seized digital evidence from his home. The case began when law enforcement received information suggesting illegal material involving children was being shared online. Michigan State Police say McCoy now faces multiple felony charges, including three counts tied to aggravated possession of child sexually abusive material, along with additional charges related to using a computer to commit a crime. He was arraigned earlier this week. Officials are also using this case as a reminder of the ongoing risks children face online. Parents are encouraged to stay vigilant and make use of safety resources provided by national and state organizations focused on protecting minors from exploitation. Anyone who suspects online child exploitation is urged to report it through the cyber tip line, as investigators continue working to identify and stop these crimes. And authorities say 43-year-old Jason John Keyes, owner of a Marlette construction business, is now facing multiple felony charges across four separate cases. Prosecutors allege Keyes knowingly misused construction funds, money that was supposed to go to subcontractors and workers. And one of the most striking cases centers on a private home build in Marlette Township. The homeowner reportedly paid around $600,000 for the project, expecting all subcontractors to be covered. Instead, testimony revealed several workers, ranging from well drillers to painters, were left unpaid or only partially paid, forcing the homeowner to step in and cover cost. Another case involves a public project at Lexington County Park, where renovations to a park manager's residence took an unexpected turn. County officials say they had to step in and pay nearly $27,000 to subcontractors after payments allegedly never came through. The situation worsened when the contractor reportedly shut down operations mid-project, leaving the county scrambling to hire someone else to finish the job. In court, multiple subcontractors described repeated attempts to collect payment, efforts that they say were unsuccessful. And this case comes at a time when complaints about questionable contractors appear to be on the rise, ranging from misuse of project funds to jobs left unfinished, to individuals posing as licensed professionals altogether. It's a trend that's leaving homeowners and local governments increasingly cautious before signing on the dotted line. A judge has now ruled that there's enough evidence to move forward, sending the case over to circuit court. Keyes remains free on a $50,000 bond as he awaits arraignment later this month. With two more related cases still pending hearings, this developing story continues to raise concerns about contractor accountability and the risks tied to hiring the wrong builder. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.